I'm Sharon Stone. This is Engage.
A dramatic sight on our space coast when a Blue Origin rocket exploded on the launch pad at Cape Canaveral. That happened last week during a test of the New Glenn rocket. Now, no one was hurt. We are learning, though, about the impact of the setback and how it could affect plans to send people to the moon. We're joined now by Central Florida Public Media Assistant News Director Brendan Byrne, who hosts the Are We There Yet podcast that explores human space exploration. Brendan, thanks for being here.
Hey, thanks for having me, Sharon.
Let's start here. What happened? What went wrong?
That's a very good question, and one we don't completely know the answer to yet, at least publicly. You know, a week ago today, we saw that massive fireball on Blue Origin's Launch Complex 36 at Cape Canaveral Space Force Station. What was happening at the time that we do know is they were conducting what's called a hot fire test or static fire test. They were planning to launch the vehicle a few days after that test. And before launch, they strapped the rocket down to the launch pad. They fill it up with a little bit of propellant, and they fire the engines for a very, very brief amount of time while the rocket is hooked down to the launch pad. Essentially, they look to see if there's any issues with the engines, with the propellant, with any of the systems on board. And it appears that that is when this accident occurred. So it happened during that hot fire test. What happened, we don't know publicly, but Blue Origin has not shared what happened yet. They may not know what happened yet and are still kind of sifting through the data. What we do know is something went wrong and the rocket vanished in an explosion and caused some significant damage to the pad at LC-36.
Can you speak more to how significant that damage is?
You have to think of a rocket exploding is bad, right? But almost as complex as rocket science is the ground infrastructure that supports the rocket. So the launch pad itself. When I was a kid, I would launch model rockets, and it was just, you know, a little tube that you put on that little metal dowel and a little silver plate on the bottom, and that was your launch pad, right? Well, real-life launch pads are far more intricate than that. There are deep trenches built below it to support all of the exhaust that comes out of the bottom of those engines and deflect it elsewhere. There's acoustical dampening systems. They actually put water down on the pad. Those towers that you see that kind of flank the rocket, all of those have intricate piping and electronics that run through it that help get propellant into the rocket. So the fact that the pad was sustained damage and what looked like significant damage in the images that we were seeing in the days after the explosion, that is a huge setback because, as I mentioned, that is a very significant part of launching the rocket. And complex part is the launch pad. So the fact that this blew up on the launch pad is what is contributing to what could be long delays for getting New Glenn back to flying.
Is there a way to compare this setback to what we've seen with other commercial companies like SpaceX?
Yes. And SpaceX, they design their rockets, they call it iterative design, where, you know, they are meant to fail so that they can learn from those failures and move forward. So it is not out of the ordinary to see a SpaceX newly developed or designed rocket system explode, right? But when we hear from Elon, you know, the founder and head engineer of SpaceX, he always says, I just hope it explodes far away from the pad for all those reasons that I just outlined before. You want this thing to explode in the air where it can't do anything. Back in 2016, SpaceX did have a Falcon 9 explode on the launch pad. It was the Amos 6 mission. It took that pad out of commission for a bit. The good thing for SpaceX is they had multiple launch pads. So they have two here in Florida and then one in Vandenberg Space Force Base out in California. So they were able to get back to flight by utilizing the Vandenberg one. So they were only out of commission for maybe 6 or so months there. Blue Origin only has one launch pad. So in the initial days after this accident, I talked to some aerospace experts here in Florida, and they anticipated it would be about 12 months before they would be able to get that back. Now, since then, Blue Origin has come out and said they surveyed the damage. It wasn't as bad as they thought, and they are committed to flying New Glenn by the end of this year. So a lot of things they said weren't destroyed that they thought were destroyed at the pad. Things are fixable at the pad. It's a very optimistic outlook that they will be back online in about a year. Because looking at other accidents, it's taken a little bit longer to get those pads back in order.
Is that optimism? How feasible is it that Blue Origin could fly again this year?
That is a good question. From the people that I've talked to, that is optimistic. But here's a few things that we have to keep in mind. You know, Blue Origin is a private company. They are not as transparent as they would be should this be a federal agency like NASA. So, you know, they do not have the requirement to be as transparent as a federal agency. But from what we have heard publicly from Blue Origin, it does seem like this is possible. One of the concerns was they actually store parts for the next rockets that they were going to launch at the launch pad, at a hangar there. So there was concerns that this explosion destroyed all of those, so that they have to remanufacture the rockets that they were going to launch once they get the launch pad back in order. Blue Origin CEO said, you know, nope, we actually think they're in good shape. Both the boosters and the upper stages are in good shape. One of the launch towers that looked to have some significant damage to it, he said they could actually repair it in place. They would not have to build it from scratch and bring it up. I spoke with someone on Are We There Yet this week that brought up a really interesting point. Even if they are able to repair it, it's a very, very technical skill that you need to do that kind of work. And there's not a lot of people that are out there that can do aerospace ground support welding. So they are going to have to find a very, very specific workforce that can come out and make these repairs. It's not like you keep launch tower welders on your salary all year round. You've got to go out there and find them. I mean, there's a lot of launch pad development happening around the country that it may be difficult to find the workforce to get this done. So it is optimistic it can be done from what we know. But as everyone always says, space flight is hard. So we'll just have to see.
Can we talk about the broader impact? The Blue Origin explosion could actually impact the Artemis mission to send people to the moon. Can you connect those dots for me?
Sure. There are two things that we need to think about when it comes to NASA's plans for putting humans on the moon, right? In recent weeks and months, NASA has outlined those plans. Okay, the first one is putting human boots on the ground, right? That is with the very public and very exciting Artemis program. We saw Artemis 2 with that crew that came back. Artemis 3 is supposed to launch next year. We have a crew announcement coming on Tuesday of who is going to be on that crew. That mission is to launch into Earth orbit on the SLS rocket and the Orion spacecraft and dock with one or two of the landers that NASA has picked for the Artemis program. One of those landers is SpaceX's Starship. Another one is Blue Origin's Blue Moon. Now, it was supposed to get a ride into orbit from the New Glenn rocket. Development, you know, of that lander was not impacted by this explosion, but its ride to space was. So there are talks, and none of this has been confirmed yet, that they may be able to fly on a different vehicle to get up there. But if they're not able to get that lander up there, that would mean that Orion wouldn't be able to dock with one of its landing partners. SpaceX is also having some difficulty getting its Starship into orbit as well. So that could really, really play a role in the human aspect of the Artemis missions, right? You have to test these landers before we can use the landers to bring humans to the lunar surface and what NASA hopes to do in 2028. So there could certainly be a delay there. Another delay, we just heard recently that NASA's plan is to establish a moon base on the moon ahead of these lunar missions or in parallel with these human missions. And they outline this grand plan to put all this different payloads, to put moon buggies on the surface before astronauts get there. And Blue Origin was awarded two contracts using its Blue Moon lander, the Mark 1 lander, to get to the lunar surface. Now, they were planning to test that lander, getting it to space with what? New Glenn. So the fact that this rocket is kind of out of commission for a while until they figure out what's going on, its pad needs repairs. These two aspects of the Artemis program where NASA is leaning heavily into Blue Origin, it's really uncertain how quickly it can come back and if it's going to affect the timeline. Certainly appears that it will.
Given all these moving parts, what are you watching in terms of what happens next and the next steps here?
I think what is going to be critical to watch is, one, what happens with the launch pad. If we start seeing work on that launch pad immediately, then we know that Blue Origin is true to that commitment to get flying by the end of the year. They need to have that launch pad going. There is no other launch pad that they can use. They want other launch pads, but they are not even close to being built and designed. So really, the repairs of that launch pad is what I'm going to be looking at. Another thing that is going to be vitally important is what actually happened on the New Glenn rocket to cause the explosion in the first place. If they determine that it's, you know, maybe a manufacturing defect or some kind of really strange anomaly that they can fix quickly, then that's great. If this is a design flaw of the New Glenn rocket, then that's going to set this back even further. And they will need permission to fly again from the FAA after an investigation. It's very likely that, you know, NASA and the Trump administration will fast track that because this is such an important aspect of the Artemis program. But finding out what actually happened is what I am most interested in the coming days and weeks, because that will really tell us just how much this is delayed. If it's an easy fix, they're back to flying. If something like a design flaw, then they got to go back to the drawing board. You're looking at more delays.
Interesting. Well, I always appreciate you coming on to walk us through it. Central Florida Public Media Assistant News Director Brendan Byrne, host of the Are We There Yet podcast. Thank you.
Anytime, Sharon.
Engage is a production of Central Florida Public Media. Subscribe wherever you get your podcasts so you never miss an episode. Richard Copeland is our senior producer. I'm Sharon Stone. You can reach us anytime with questions, comments, or story ideas. Send an email to engage@cfpublic.org. Thanks for listening.